Walmart with a surprising story.
Yeah, a couple of one that kind of below the radar screen that may be the big one, but you may remember that way back in September we talked about the fact that Walmart indicated some interest in buying a South African retailer by the name of Massmart. They were going to buy complete control of the company, and they met a lot of opposition, but today they actually made an offer to buy 51% controlling interest in this South African retailer by the name of Massmart. And it's kind of interesting. That stock will continue to trade on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange even after Walmart obtains control. And already they're getting threats of issues with the unions in South Africa. I guess the reputation that Walmart has of being a non-union company has preceded their arrival, so we'll see how that works its way out. But the real story that not anyone's talking about is that it could be as early as today that the U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether or not they will hear Walmart Stores challenge to a major class action lawsuit. This dates back to 2001. It began in California with a relatively small number of female employees or former female employees saying that they were discriminated against both in terms of salary and benefits and also promotion opportunities. Walmart denies this, but this is a groundbreaking case because if it was certified in California as a class action lawsuit and then appealed to the circuit court where the former employees won again, Walmart has now asked the U.S. Supreme Court to hear this. It will be one of the largest, if not the largest, class action lawsuits ever if it goes through. And it is also groundbreaking. I'm not an attorney, but I'm told by my legal friends it's groundbreaking in terms of the way that the extrapolation was made from a small number of employees that filed this case to being this huge class action lawsuit. The potential risk to Walmart could literally be in the tens or some people say hundreds of billions of dollars, and we could have an announcement on that from the U.S. Supreme Court as early as today. The other thing that is going to be huge that most people, other than people like me, aren't paying attention to is what Congress will be doing this week. They return from their Thanksgiving break. They've only got about 4 weeks to work until they go on their Christmas break, and the first thing they're going to have to do is address what they're going to do about a lot of the expiring tax cuts, not just the Bush tax cuts, but also things like the deduction for teachers, the above-the-line deduction where teachers can deduct $250 of out-of-pocket classroom expenses. There are a lot of things that expired, and there's been a bill languishing in Congress since last November called the Extenders Bill that would extend some of these things for another year or two. So we'll see what Congress does. We also don't know what they're going to do about the estate tax. And they've got lots of other things on the agenda, too. It's going to be a very busy week beginning on Wednesday when it comes to that four-letter word, jobs, because on Wednesday we get the ADP employment report. Every Thursday we talk about first-time claims for unemployment benefits. And then on Friday we get a lot of stuff from the Labor Department. We get the unemployment rate, the non-farm payrolls number, the hourly earnings number, the average work week number, and of course we know that the focus will continue to be on jobs. And we're also trying to digest the retail sales numbers that we're getting in from the weekend, Black Friday, and et cetera. And of course, Bill, today is what's been coined Cyber Monday.
That's what I hear, and I have to say it looked like Fort Smith was out in force on that Black Friday.
I stayed in where it was safe. But the preliminary numbers indicate that how can you verify this, that the average consumer spent about 6.5% more than last year. Traffic was up, but it appears that total sales were only up 0.3% over the same Black Friday of 2009.
A lot of noise, maybe not as much significant.
Shoppers waiting for even bigger discounts is what everyone says.
There you go. Well, thank you, John.
Take care, Bill.
That's John Taylor. Stern, Agee & Leach is the company. 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith is the location right here in Fort Smith. You can reach him by calling 479-782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email him at johntaylor@sternagee.com.